It is 6:12, 1320 WILS. I mean, I saw this, and I have to admit, I have a clear feeling on this one. Congress passing a proposal just yesterday, sending it to President Trump, that'll basically allow our internet service providers like Verizon, Comcast, AT&T, Charter, whatever you may have, to take your information, your browsing history, what you've been doing online, and sell it to whoever wants to buy it. Sean Tuma with us. He's a cybersecurity and data privacy expert and attorney at solidcounsel.com. Sean, great to have you on WILS.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
And you've, in terms of the work you've done on this end of things, the internet privacy, what kinds of issues have you dealt with?
Oh, I've dealt with any number of things, from companies doing business together, entering contracts to determine how they're going to handle this information and sell it, to data breaches, companies having breaches where information like this gets aggregated and then someone gets into it and you have to sell it, all the way down to consumers who have been wronged and want to seek out someone to go fight for them.
Is there a problem, Sean, with allowing our internet service providers to track our data and our browsing history and then sell it?
Well, that's a good question. Is there a problem with it? That's a policy determination that we as the American people are going to have to decide upon.
Okay, but let me ask you this, because the rule is going to go into place to not allow them to do that, right? Go ahead, explain it.
No, the rule actually, it's going to stay the way it's always been. Mm-hmm. They've always been able to do this, and the rule was being put into place last October by the previous administration that says we're not going to allow them to do this anymore without having you provide your consent or opt in.
That sounds great to me. What does it sound like to you to give us the consent to do that?
Well, the problem with that is this information is already being sold by web companies like Yahoo, Google, Facebook, and it's not required. So if the goal is to protect your information, then we're not getting there by just focusing on the ISPs.
Okay, so but the ISP seems to have all our information, right? I mean, Facebook may know what we're doing on Facebook, but the ISP knows literally every single step you take online. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, that is fair to say, and there is more information there. So there is a situation where instead of being required to opt in, you'd be required, or to opt out like it is now, you would be required to opt in.
To opt in to what? To not allowing them to do this?
That's right.
Okay. And how's that going to work? Are they going to send us an email and say, Do you want us to sell your information, or what's going to happen?
Let me tell you how this really works in the real world. What they're going to do is they're going to do like every other consent they have you provide. They're going to have a button that pops up and says, to use this service, you agree to our terms and conditions.
Okay.
And it's going to be fine print there somewhere in a document, and like everybody else, people are going to click on it and say, I agree, and by doing so, they've never really paid attention to it. They've agreed away their rights. Mm-hmm. And that's what our American people do as a habit.
But let me ask you this, Sean, because basically the previous administration said, look, this is going to stop, right? And this rule was going to go into effect, I believe, at the end of this year. Why would Congress pull this rule back? What's the motive on their end?
Well, at the end of the day, it's politics. I mean, that's really all it is. It's probably the current group of lobbyists have more influence than the previous group of lobbyists. Mm-hmm. You know, the ISPs don't like it. The web companies love it because they're all competing against each other. And now this is, allowing the web companies to do it and not the ISPs.
Okay, so they get into the game. It's obviously all about money, too. Now, what I've read now is people are going to run out and buy these VPNs. There's a software called Virtual Private Network that masks where you're going online. What do you think of that? Is that a way to secure your privacy?
Well, it depends. If you never use a browser, or you use a secure browser that doesn't maintain cookies or things like that, then that would be somewhat effective at masking that collection of data because it transmits it through a secure encrypted channel that can't be accessed.
What's a secure browser, by the way? What would that be?
Well, unfortunately, what we're probably going to see is more people start going to, like, the Tor network, the Onion router, things like that, where you aren't tracked. It's in the deep web.
Okay. So what about a VPN, though? Because that's software you can buy and download and use. Well, what were you going to add something to, then?
Yeah. VPNs are actually they're very good for an overall cybersecurity and privacy protection because they do encrypt. It's like a channel of, you know, the pipeline that your information is being sent through is encrypted and can't be accessed. So that's great, but the downside, the weaknesses with that is most people aren't secure in how they treat their devices. And so bad guys, snoops, you know, whomever can get into your device because, you know, you may not be protecting that adequately, and then they intercept that information before or after it comes through that secure channel.
And this isn't really about the bad guys, right? This is mostly about our information being sold and these ISPs, our providers, making money off of us that way. It seems like they make plenty of money off of us anyway. But one last thing, Sean, is this a big deal?
Well, it's not a big deal in that it's not going to change anything from the way it's happening right now as we're sitting here. So it's not like we're going to see this big change. What we really need to do as a nation is decide, do we want to really protect our privacy and our information? And if so, we need to move closer to the EU model, which doesn't allow anybody to do that kind of stuff without your informed consent. And so we haven't seen it as a big deal yet because nothing's going to change from the way we're operating today. But as a people, we have to decide if that's the direction we want to move in.
Amazing that we don't stand up on this issue, huh?
It is, but it's convenience.
Yeah.
You know, we'll sacrifice everything for convenience.
It's Sean Tuma. He is a cybersecurity and data privacy expert and attorney. Has spent many years on this issue. SolidCounsel.com. Sean, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.